All at once, we were madly, clumsily, shamelessly, agonizingly in love with each other. Hopelessly, I should add, because that frenzy of mutual possession might have been assuaged only by our actually imbibing and assimilating every particle of each other's soul and flesh. The mentors are among the foulest creatures that walk this earth. They infest the darkest, filthiest places. They glory in decay and despair. They drain peace, hope, and happiness out of the air around them. Even muggles feel their presence, though they can't see them. Get too near a Dementor, and every good feeling, every happy memory will be sucked out of you. It's been a prevalent notion. Fallen sparks, fragments of vessels broken at the creation, and someday, somehow, before the end, a gathering back to home. A messenger from the kingdom, arriving at the last moment. But I tell you, there is no such message, no such hope. Only the millions of last moments, nothing more. Our history is an aggregate of last moments. In the little world in which children have their existence, whosoever brings them up, there is nothing so finely perceived and so finely felt as injustice. It may be only small injustice that the child can be exposed to, but the child is small, and his world is small, and its rocking hook stands at many times high, according to scale, the big bone to Irish woman. Brave and resolute men, when they are rascals, will not risk their skins for the good of humanity. And when they are sympathetic enough to care for humanity, abhor murder, and never commit it until their consciences are outraged beyond endurance. The remedy is, then, simply not to outrage their consciences. It was all very well going on about pure logic and how the universe was ruled by logic and the harmony of numbers, but the plain fact of the matter was that the disc was manifestly traversing space on the back of a giant turtle, and the gods had a habit of going around to atheist houses and smashing their windows. There is a fatality, a feeling so irresistible and inevitable that it has the force of evil, which almost invariably compels human beings to linger around and haunt, ghost-like, the spot where some great and marked event has given the color to their lifetime, and still the more irresistibly, the darker the things that sadden. His absence was everywhere, stinging everything, giving the furnishings primary colors, sharp outlines to the corners of rooms, and gold light to the dust collecting on tabletops. When he was there, he pulled everything toward himself. Not only her eyes and all her senses, but also inanimate things seemed to exist because of him, backdrops to his presence. Coffined thoughts around me in mummy cases, embalmed in spice of words. Thoth, god of libraries, a bird god, moon crowned, and I heard the voice of that Egyptian high priest. In painted chambers loaded with tau books, they are still, once quick in the brains of men, still, but an itch of death is in them, telling in my ear a maudlin tale, urging to eat their will. Most of life is so dull that there is nothing to be said about it, and the books and talks that would describe it as interesting are obliged to exaggerate, in the hope of justifying their own existence. Inside its cocoon of work or social obligation, the human spirit slumbers for the most part, registering the distinction between pleasure and pain, but not nearly as alert as we pretend. I ate the end of my piece of cheese and took a swallow of wine. Through the other noise, I heard a cough, then came the chuck, 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 chuck. Then there was a flash, as when a blast furnace door swung open, and a roar that started white and went red and on in a rushing wind. Forgetfulness in people might wound, their ingratitude corrode, but this voice, pouring endlessly, year in, year out, would take whatever it might be, this vow, this van, this light, this procession, would wrap them all about and carry them on, as in the rough stream of a glacier the ice would a splinter of bone, a blue pebble, some oak trees, and roll them on. With school turning out more runners, jumpers, racers, tinkerers, grabbers, snatchers, flyers, and swimmers, instead of examiners, critics, knowers, and imaginative creators, the word intellectual, of course, became the swear word it deserved to be. You always dread the unfamiliar. Every moment in your life is a turning, and everyone a choosing. Somewhere you made a choice. All followed to this. The accounting is scrupulous. The shape is drawn. No line can be erased. I had no belief in your ability to move a coin to your bidding. How could you? A person's path through the world seldom changes, and even more seldom will it change abruptly. And the shape of your path was visible from the beginning.